This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Donald Trump's main doctor says in a health update that the medical team treating President Trump is cautiously optimistic, but also notes that the president is not yet out of the woods. The latest assessment came Saturday night from the Navy commander, Dr. Sean Conley. He reported that Mr. Trump had been up and around at his medical suite during the day and had been conducting business. Medical experts say the disease caused by the virus COVID-19 can be more dangerous as the body responds to the infection over time. Mr. Trump is expected to remain at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center for several more days. In a video Saturday from his hospital quarters, Mr. Trump says he is feeling better and hopes to be back soon. Two Republican members of the Senate Judiciary Committee have tested positive for the coronavirus. Positive tests raise questions about upcoming Supreme Court confirmation hearings for Judge Amy Coney Barrett. North Carolina Senator Tom Tillis and Utah Senator Mike Lee both said Friday that they tested positive. Both attended a ceremony for Barrett at the White House September 25th with President Trump, who announced Friday that he tested positive. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell declared the confirmation process was going full steam ahead. Hundreds of Honduran migrants who entered Guatemala this week without registering are being bused back to their country's border by authorities after running into a large roadblock. Seldom since 2018 had the prospects for a migrant caravan been so discouraging. Guatemala's president saw them as a contagion risk, and Mexico's president speculated the caravan was a plot to influence U.S. elections. This is VOA News. Two former U.S. health officials tell AP that Vice President Mike Pence in March directed the nation's top disease control agency to use its emergency powers to effectively seal the borders against immigrants and asylum seekers over the objections of its scientists. Three people with direct knowledge of the situation say a top Centers for Disease Control and Prevention doctor had refused to comply with the Trump administration directive. Then Pence ordered CDC Director Robert Redfield to approve the order. So far, it has caused nearly about 150,000 adults to be expelled from the country. South Africa and India have asked the World Trade Organization to waive some provisions in the international agreements that regulate intellectual property rights to speed up efforts to prevent, treat, and contain the COVID-19 pandemic. The countries argue that without a rapid waiver of some existing safeguards for intellectual property rights, some countries, particularly developing ones, would find it hard to access vaccines or medicines quickly. Activists have warned that any COVID-19 vaccine could be hoarded by rich countries in a race to inoculate their populations first. Poorer countries are not in a position to place large bets on unproven vaccines. Officials in Afghanistan say a suicide bomber Saturday detonated in an explosive-laden mini truck in the country's eastern Nangarhar province, killing at least 15 people, injuring dozens more. Government spokesman in Nangarhar told VOA the deadly afternoon bombing occurred near a security installation linked to the Afghan spy agency. War-ravaged country has witnessed an escalation of violence in recent weeks, even as representatives of the Afghan government and Taliban insurgents are holding peace talks in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Sudan's power-sharing government and several rebels group formalized a peace agreement Saturday aimed at resolving decades of regional conflicts which left millions displaced and hundreds of thousands dead. The three major groups signed a preliminary deal in August with two factions from the western region of Darfur and one from the south. After months of peace talks hosted by neighboring South Sudan, Sudan has been racked by simmering conflicts for decades. After the oil-rich South seceded in 2011, an economic crisis-fueled protests had led to the overthrow of veteran President Omar al-Bashir last year. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Hello, this This is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell, broadcasting from Voice of America Home Studios in Washington. I have got a great show for you today. Lots of current and classic tunes from all over the continent, as usual. There's Tuareg, desert rock, Afrobeats, bonga flavor, modern highlife, R&B, plus a 1968 vintage tune by the Richard Band from Cameroon. Today's edition sadly announces the death of Tanzanian veteran guitar virtuoso Said Mabera. Journey Ramadan, the project manager for Busara Productions in Zanzibar, joins me by phone to comment on his passing. And Song of the Week is Telephone Lovin' by MC Campton and featuring Anita Jackson. They're from Zimbabwe, and that comes in at half past the hour with Mami Ofori. And as for today's feature, I bring you the latest on what's hot in the world of African music festivals. Now, that's a bit tricky and hard to figure out in this time of COVID-19. But after a lot of digging, I have come up with two international music festivals you are gonna love. So that's it. Welcome. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. Starting off in Ghana with current modern live band highlife, here's Yaya with Ibe Money.
This is a true story.
Hello, that was Yaya from Ghana with Ibe Money, a track off her album Agu, which was released on Valentine's Day, February 14th, 2020. I'm Heather Maxwell. We are at the top of Music Time in Africa. And now from Malawi, this new song, Nakupenda, was released September 28th by multi-award-winning artist Kelke. It already has 10,329 YouTube views, last time I checked. And I just know those views are going to continue to skyrocket in the days, weeks, months, maybe even years to come. You know why? Well, it's a love song dedicated to newlyweds. And according to just a few comments that I've read, fans are already preparing to include this song in their own future weddings. It's a nice song, and it features hip-hop artist Tegrin. Kel K and featuring Tegrin from Malawi. Hello, everybody. This is Heather. And, well, now from nice to naughty. Here is Chanel from Gabon with her massive hit. Now, Chanel is not looking to get married. She's just looking at the husband, satisfied to be the side piece. And she tells you all about it, all the reasons why in this song. Check out the visuals. They dropped May 2018. And not only does it already have over 20 million views, but it's got married women making their own music videos in response. The one I saw, the married woman is flashing her big sparkling wedding ring. And, you know, I think she's saying, look, you might have him as a boyfriend, whatever, but I got the ring.
Arrête un peu tout tes tralala, je fais bois ça frais. On finit d'abord, il rentrera après. Regarde le bureau, regarde le paquet. Je ne fiche jamais dans l'à peu près.
Arrête un peu tout d'être là, 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 je fais là. Tu me fais la voilà. Tu n'as pas compris que je suis pas là, pas là. Je suis là depuis Cala Cala. Il a goûté la tira. Il peut pas laisser le goulard. Qui le rend dingue. Maman arrête, tu nous embêtes. Yako, on mange dans la même assiette. Oui, à toi et moi. Là. Et puis celle qu'on ne connaît pas. Là. Tout ce bla 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 bla. Le père c'est que toi et les chicas.
Hello world, my name is Buyala, the Lioness of Africa, and you are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heta Maxwell. Keep it locked.
All right. Hey, guys. I hope you're enjoying your weekend so far and staying safe. Now, from Guinea, here is another love song back to between husband and wife. This is Manamba Kante, the daughter of the famous Mori Kante, who died just recently this past May. Now, the song features Manamba's husband, who is also a famous singer in Guinea. His name is Suleiman Bangura, and he goes by Soul Bangs. Now, in this tune, Manamba is just simply professing her love for her darling husband. Aw, so sweet and pure.
Oh, yeah, no, son.
Yes, and that was Lube by Manamba Kante from Guinea. Hello, this is Music Time in Africa. I'm Heather Maxwell. Now to some sad news. One of Tanzania's greatest guitar virtuosos, Said Mabera, has died. Dr. Mabera, as he was known in music circles, was the lead guitarist with Msondo Ngoma Music Band for 47 years. And in 2011, he was honored with the Lifetime Achievement Award during that year's Kili Music Awards in recognition of his contribution to Tanzanian music. Earlier this week, I spoke with Journey Ramadan, the project manager for Busara Productions in Zanzibar, to get his reaction to the news. Thank you for coming in on short notice. Well, I'm so sorry, but can you tell me what you know about him?
Actually, I can say he's one of the leading guitarists in Tanzania because there is a big history about the Otu Jazz Band and the Sikinde. So these two big bands, they were like a pioneer of the dance music in Tanzania. So, and a lot of youngers, they are taking a living legends. They just take lots of lessons from these two bands, especially these older people, because before it was only older people. But right now they try to invite so many young guys to learn from them. And especially the Tanzania rumba music, dance music, because the dance music which is happening in Congo and Tanzania is a little bit different.
Yes.
In Tanzania we call muziki wa dance.
The old style.
Yeah, old style, but it's still alive and it has got lots of supporters and fans, especially in Tanzania. Even younger people, so whatever they perform, so many people, they go there and enjoy the music because they have got the genuine flavor. They're still maintaining the quality of music and the quality of their lyrics. So it's very interesting that whatever they perform, even the youngers, they try to imitate their lyrics because they are very old but still alive and people much love the music. Yeah, it's a big loss for the Tanzanian music. He was a very good guitar player and many youngers were relying on him just to get some lessons, to get some wisdom and many things from him.
I see.
Yeah.
Can you
yeah.
remember any song that the band he played in? I know he played in several.
Yes, there are so many songs, but there is one, like a chorus, they normally like to sing is Mabela, Mabela. So this is very popular. And the way he played his guitar is to resonate the kind of singing. It was very interesting.
Okay. Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Journey. Nice to meet you.
Thank you. Nice to meet you too, Heather.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
Take care.
I hope you'll be in Zanzibar next February.
Inshallah.
Inshallah. Thank you so much.
Okay, so that was Journey and me speaking over the phone about the death of Said Mabera. But I couldn't find that song that he was referring to, but did find this one. It's called Majuto, and it comes off of the 2005 CD called Kaza Moyo by the Msondo Ngoma Music Band. The song is about a guy named Majuto, and the singer is saying, you know, look, I've searched east and west looking for you. It's been 2.5 years. Nobody's seen you. We don't know if you are dead or alive. Your friends, your wife, and your children are all looking for you.
Rafiki yangu majuto yapata sasa miaka miwili na nusu sijui nitamwona wapi jamani ye
hatujui kama majuto yuko hai au majuto amefariki hatujui kama majuto yuko hai au majuto amefariki
katika pita pita yangu mitaani kwa majirani ye Nimeambiwa kwamba majuto yuko Ifakara yuko huko anatafuta madini Ninachojua mimi Ifakara kuna
pita pita yangu mitaani kwa majirani nimeambiwa kwamba majuto yuko Ifakara
yuko huko anatafuta madini ninachojua mimi Ifakara kuna kilimo
hatujui kama majuto yuko hai au majuto amefariki hatujui kama majuto yuko hai au majuto amefariki mapate ulipo utusikie sisi familia yako baba tunateseka
majuto majuto kaka utafuta isiwe kisingizio cha kutelekeza familia kwani inakutegemea kwa kila jambo
popote ulipo utusikie
usikie
familia yako baba tunateseka
majuto majuto brother utafuta isiwe kisingizio cha kutelekeza familia kwani inakutegemea kwa kila jambo
popote ulipo sikia
langa
si familia yako baba tunateseka
barua zako na picha ulizo tumamazo tukiziangalia tunapata uchungu majuto baba uko wapi mtu na watoto wako wanakulilia majuto baba uko wapi mtu na watoto wako wanakulilia
popote ulipo utusikie
mama Salimanga Nairobi
familia yako baba tunateseka
karuma zako na picha ulizo tumamazo tukiziangalia tunapata uchungu majuto baba.
All right, that was Majuto by the Isonda Ngoma Music Band, and its lead guitarist, in case you're just joining, Said Mabera, passed away in his home in Goba, Dar es Salaam on September 28th. He was 72 years old. Hey, guys. Okay, so next up, one song request, then a total chill out for a few minutes with one song by the Tuareg Desert rock band, Tinarawen. And then, Song of the Week with Kwame Ofori. Plus, after that, we've got the whole second half of the show. I've got my special feature on international music festivals, plus more awesome music. So, yeah, you're at the right spot, right here, right now, on Music Time in Africa. Okay, now I have a song request that I wish to honor. It's by an American fan of African music. His name is Jim Amadeo, who wants to hear Mr. Foolish by Adekunle Gold. Piece of cake, Jim. Piece of cake. Great choice, too. This tune comes off of Gold's 2018 album called About 30, and it features the one and only Sheyun Kuti.
To watch a mad man, but nobody wants him as he be, no. What the hell, what the can do? Any abata, kapira, tupa, olomu, adito, no. Love you, I blame you. I blame you all for the world is stupidity. Love you, I blame you. You the folly, 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 I go. Love you, I blame you. I blame the people for glorifying foolish, come up for my way.
And God in charge, tell Mr. Foolish no they read not something, but them think say him know something. Mr. Police go the bleed, him no like black skin. Mr. Police go the pose, with all the foreign things. Mr. Police go the do, Mr. Police go the talk.
Music time in Africa.
All right. Hello, everybody. You just heard Mr. Foolish by Adekunle Gold. Song of the Week is coming up soon, but right now, it is time to chill with Tinarawen. Tinarawen, which means deserts in the Tamashek language, is the iconic Tuareg rock band from the Sahara Desert. In this song, singer Ibrahim Agala Habib laments the downfall of the nomadic desert lifestyle. He sings, "My friends from the Sahara, our freedom is gone. Let's unite, or else we shall all vanish. Not a single soul will be left alive in the desert." Yes, that was Tinara Wen with Imidawan Win Sahara, my friends from the Sahara. Hello. Are you feeling amply chilled out now and relaxed? I sure am. Well, the chill is over because now it's the bottom of the hour, which brings us to Song of the Week. Yeah! Earlier this week, I reached out to Kwame by phone to join me. Well, hello, Kwame Ofori. How are you?
Hi, Heather. Hi, everyone. I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing fine. You picked out this song again for Song of the Week.
I'm on the roll, guys. I'm on the roll.
So why don't you introduce it?
Okay, so for this week, we have an amazing song from Zimbabwe. And it's by Anita Jackson and MC Compton, titled Telephone Loving.
Yes. Let's just listen to it for a minute. We'll come back.
Oh, yeah.
You all know the drill.
Hello?
It's almost 2 years now since you're gone away, far away. Baby, me when you come back. And when you miss me, you call by my phone. Have some conversation. Make me conversate. Phone loving that can't enough. Telephone, telephone tip. Can me think it, me want the real thing. Stress, every time when me reminisce. Can me put one glass of honey and drink it. I'm counting down the days. Me hide up on the clock. The dark one not in it. Can me tired of the telephone love.
Okay, Kwame, why'd you pick this song?
Yes, I picked this song because dancehall music is really making an impact in eastern, some southern African countries. And last week, as you witnessed, the Ugandan song we picked, Confidence, had this, you know, dancehall infusion in there. And this also had that. So I was like, well, it will be interesting to explore. And hence, we have Telephone Loving that was released during the lockdown in April.
Got it.
The distance still killing me. Me can't work with this technology. Me no want telephone loving. Me want see your face. I'm on time, me have to get intimate. Cause you have the perfect energy. Me no want telephone, telephone.
Well, I like the message. You know, I'm always listening to lyrics in songs. I can't help it. I'm a singer and songwriter, so I always zoom in on that. But I really like how they're saying, you know, me no want telephone loving, dude. I'm so, and I can relate, not even just, not to the loving part necessarily, but just I'm so sick of looking at the telephone all the time to chat, to message, to video chat. I'm just tired of it.
You want fun, call away, but me miss you every day. Me not gonna lie, me heart it break a neck. Me want to see you every night and every day. Just a kiss and caress. Leap on the bed and put me head on your chest. You unzip my dress. No more chit-chat, no more send a text. I'm counting down the days. Me I get on the clock. The jack on a ring. I'm tired of the telephone loving. Come make me see your face. A distance still killing me. We can't work with this technology. Me no want telephone loving.
So, I love Anita Jackson and her approach to dancehall music. You and I always advocate for more female artists on the continent to get their shine. And for a young lady who just entered the music scene in Zimbabwe, she's doing well with the dancehall music. And
yes.
I love it. Yes, yeah. I do love it. Telephone Loving, it's a nice song.
Yes, I would add simple production, very, very simple production. But, you know, it just goes straight to the point. No telephone loving for me. I'm done. Let's get this COVID over with, right, Kwame?
Yes, 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 please.
All right. I'm Heather Maxwell.
And I'm Mr. Sante.
And that was Telephone Loving by MC Campton and Anita Jackson from Zimbabwe for
Song of the Week.
Woohoo. See you next time.
See you, Heather.
Music time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
Okay, change of pace. Somewhere back in 1968, the founder of Music Time in Africa, Leo Sarkisian, collected a rare recording by the Richard Band. Now, we heard one of these recordings several weeks ago, but the music is so good, I'm just bringing you another one. This one is a folk song set to a merengue beat. That was Adinene Aluda from 1968 Cameroon. Hello, everybody. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we have one quick, brand new bonga flavor coming up. And then I've got your inside scoop on the hottest international African music festivals. Here's Catwalk by Uncle Ipatan featuring Rayvan.
Chuchusio sasita satano kasoro kasoro. Girl, you want a vacation. Chaga, uchochoro, uchochoro.
Yo body bam bam, jina tam tam. Vile natafuna utasema gam gam. Sebebe gam gam, twende zam zam. Mida ya mikate kuipaka jam jam. Woyo yo yo, kama toko Jamaica mwendo wa cigarette. Tunawasha malaita. Woyo yo yo, so gotta do like a fighter. Bend and pose, tukulenge ma sniper. Yeah,
I like the way you do like this.
mama, kaki nita lava lava.
Ola gade,
uoya blessi buana, twende kwa passion java.
Ola gade.
This is Teta, and you're listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather.
All right. Hello, everyone. Since the outbreak of COVID-19, live music festivals around the world have either canceled or gone virtual. Now, if you're a live music fan, it's really hard to keep track of what's happening. Well, I did some digging for you. In Montreal, Canada, the international music festival Nuit d'Afrique kicked off September 27th, and it's going to be great. But this year, it's different. First of all of the artists are based in Canada. So we're talking about an African diasporan concert this year, but by artists who are already in Canada. Nobody's coming in or out of that country. But the festival's also gone abruptly 100% virtual. I spoke with Suzanne Rousseau, the general manager of the festival, earlier this week to get more details.
This year, the festival, we couldn't present it in July. Usually it's every year around mid-July for 13 days. And usually we have indoor and free outdoor show. And really the outdoor show is where like thousands of festival goers
yes.
come and see free shows on the stage.
I remember, I've been there. It's amazing.
Yes.
Yeah.
So this summer we were getting ready to present, and in April everything stopped, so we decided to present for 34 days for this 34th reinvented edition.
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to be 25 indoor shows, and 8 of the 25 shows will be filmed and broadcast. But our government announced that all concert venues, clubs, restaurants must close until October 28th. We were almost crying when we were listening live the news. And then we picked up ourselves and said, listen, we're going to work very hard on those web broadcasts. Those web broadcasts will be even more important. So that's how we're seeing things now. And we're getting ready to make the best of it.
All right. Hi, guys. So that was Suzanne Rousseau, the general manager of Nuit d'Afrique African Music Festival. I spoke with her earlier this week. Now, Suzanne also told me that while you're watching the concert, and for you all living in Africa, this is every Saturday from October 3rd to October 31st, beginning at 11 a.m. Montreal time. Every Saturday, you can see a concert. So while you're watching this on YouTube, you can interact and they will respond. So that's kind of fun and cool. And I want to say that the one that you definitely should not miss is Canadian-based Haitian artist Wesley. Here's a sample of his music. This one is a song called Aizan. That was Wesley with a neo-traditional Haitian tune called Aizan. I'm Heather Maxwell. This is Music Time in Africa, and I'm sharing the latest news about top African international music festivals. Now, I just told you about Nuit d'Afrique. That's happening online right now through October 28th. And then there's this. One of the biggest international African music festivals on the continent is Sauti za Busara. Well, actually, it's slightly off the continent, right? Because it's off the east coast of Tanzania in the Indian Ocean. Beautiful. But I spoke with its founder and CEO, Yusuf Mahmoud, earlier this week to see how that festival is shaping up for its next edition, which is due February 2021. Here's what he's got to say.
So in Tanzania, honestly, I can say for the past few months, life has been going on pretty much as normal. So bearing in mind travel restrictions, challenges in fundraising and other uncertainties, we took the decision to go ahead with the festival next year. But instead of having 4 days, to downscale a little bit to 2 days edition, And we'll provide a platform that shows African music is alive and kicking. We're not going to enforce wearing of masks or social distancing at the festival, but additional safety measures will be in place.
I'm so excited that Selfie Zabusara is actually happening in 2021. And don't be surprised, Yusuf, if you see me there.
Then I really, really hope to see you in Zanzibar in February. It's called the friendliest festival on the planet for a reason. And I really hope you can come and share the magic with us.
All right. So that was Yusuf Mahmoud, the founder and CEO of Selfie Zabusara. And now, since this festival is not until earlier next year, he told me that you all can get updates on the website. It's busaramusic.org. And on social media, you just search for Selfie Zabusara. Yusuf also mentioned several artists who are already confirmed on the show bill from South Africa, Mozambique, Reunion Island, Ghana, Morocco, Tanzania, of course, Uganda, Algeria, and more. To give you a little sample of one act that I'm really excited about, here's Morena Laraba. Now, Yusuf said that he learned music whilst shepherding in the mountains of Lesotho. Now, Morena doesn't even have his own album out yet. I searched and searched and didn't find anything. But you see, part of the magic of that Selfie Zabusara festival is the amazing emerging artists that they select. And they surprise everybody with, and they're never disappointed. So Morena Laraba is one of them. Here he is, featured in a song called Harare by the South African rock band from Johannesburg, Black Jacks. All right, so that wraps up my feature on top international African music festivals happening right now and in the near future.
I want you to let me way, 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 way.
We love music time in Africa.
Hey guys, this is Heather Maxwell, and we've got time for just one more song. This is Sing My Name by Ms. V from Ghana and featuring Nigeria's Paderanki.
You go, V go. I know my sketch says ready go. Give you my heart, make you carry go. Tell them, girl, I'm your galley, yo. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I want to feel it in my belly, yo. Follow the ladder to my heavy no. La, 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 do. I give you my heart and soul.
Suje.
Your bar overload.
Suje.
Are you ready, ready, ready?
Suje. Suje.
I gon' make you sing my name. Sing my name. I gon' make you sing my name. Sing my name. I gon' make you sing my name. Sing my name. I gon' make you sing my name. Sing my name. Sing my name.
Oh, you cry, cry, baby. Every time you hear my voice and I'm singing to you, don't be shy, shy, baby.
go.
And with Ms. B's ever popular Sing My Name, it is time to say goodbye. Thank you all so much for joining me this hour, and I cannot wait to be with you again next week. Also, a big thank you to Suzanne Rousseau of Nuit d'Afrique in Montreal and to Youssouf Mahmoud of Saudiza Busara in Zanzibar. Also, thank you, Journey Ramadan, for sharing your thoughts on the passing of Tanzanian guitarist Said Mabera. And once again, finally, thank you, Kwame Ofori, for helping out with Song of the Week, which was Telephone Lovin' by MC Campton and Anita Jackson from Zimbabwe. You can visit me anytime throughout the week on my Music Time in Africa YouTube channel, Facebook page, or group, Instagram, that's MTIA Maxwell, and Twitter at Music Time Africa. You'll get updates, fresh news, photos, and videos. Also, if you want to listen to and read and research more about our vintage music, go to voanews.com/MTIA-archive. Again, voanews.com/MTIA-archive. On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sundays at 1505 and 2005 UTC, and we're also on shortwave radio Friday at 0905 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 0905, 1505, 2005, and 2205 UTC. All right, till next week, stay safe and stay beautiful.